Well, as you heard, there was a parade on Friday, and we had a float in it, and it is parked out in front of our building. And this is an emblem, a sign, or logo that I've become very familiar with over the past month. The Chamber of Commerce here in Tullahoma decided that the parade would be the theme of the parade would be for a white Christmas, go green. And the thought is that, you know, recycling and making making a conscious effort to be aware of our environment and all the efforts to recycle, and this is the universal, I don't know if it's in the universe, but in America around here, that's the symbol for recycling. And so we took that and we tried to wrap it around our theme of who we are here at Highland Hills, and come up with that float and compete in the float building competition and hopefully make history. But that was to no avail. However, I will tell you this: we were able to take this logo and wrap it around what we do and make it uniquely our own. And to make it what we are all about here. And so we put Highland Hills there in the middle, and what God does for us and for anyone who will listen. And He takes our lives and He makes them something that is brand new. And, but I'll tell you this. History was, in fact, made on Friday night. And that is this. For the first time in the history of the parade here in Tullahoma, I guess there's been 52 parades, and so for the first time in history, there has been a church who has cared enough about this town to show up in force and to pass out almost 1,000 invitations to come and to worship God with His people here. Now, that's never happened before in the history of the parade. So history was made because for the fourth time in a row, Highland Hill showed up and invited every person who would listen to come and to experience the love of God that is here in this building and with these people. We invited everyone who would listen. So even though we didn't retire a trophy, and, you know, that was probably never going to happen. I mean, really. And as I told Howard, you know, what would we be if we didn't have a goal? So now we have 3 more years of float building and of competition. And you know, and that's the thing, one of the things I love about being here. And I was telling, Dan Thomas that, you know, almost every day I'm reminded that God specifically called me and my family to be here at Highland Hills because, you know, I found my people. Because I don't care if it's football or baseball or tic-tac-toe or tiddlywinks. If we're competing and we're keeping score, I'm in there. I mean, I'm there. And I want to win. And I belong with my people here at Highland Hills. Because we are all the same in this building. I mean, we want to win. We want to be on top. If there was a way for 6 teams to win the championship, buddy, we'd figure it out. But no, we do. We want to show up and we want to do things with excellence. And I believe that we do that. And we represent the kingdom when we do that. And when we're out there in our sweatshirts, all matching, passing out our invitations, we're representing the kingdom. And regardless if we have a trophy or a banner or the prize money to offset the ginormous cost of building that thing, and I like to say that up here, we'll have some witnesses, so when Ward blows his top, he doesn't, because it's a little expensive. I'm not looking at it, by the way. But regardless of all that, we invited anyone who would listen to come and to be here. And that's what it's going to take. That's what it's all about, is to get the name of the kingdom out there, to get the message of the kingdom. And this morning, as we talk about and you know, we joke about and reflect on building that float, and it was, you know, I wouldn't give it up for anything. I love doing that. Every year that we've been here and built a parade float, I've gotten to know somebody else. I wouldn't give up spending time with Eric Davis for all the money in the world, for all the trophies that they could give us or not give us. I wouldn't trade that for anything. Troy and I have become as thick as thieves building those things out there. And Tim and Howard, I mean, it was, you know, my heart was warmed this year more than anything because Howie was back working the router. I mean, I was sitting there routing out those signs and thinking, why am I doing this? Howard's the router king. And there he was. I mean, those are the things, the relationships that we build. That's what it's about. That's what the kingdom. I mean, that's what the kingdom is about. I mean, are you kidding me? We even got Frank Brown out there working on it this year, which might be why we lost. Now that I think about it. I mean, it's, you know, Bob, bless his heart, and they're in Atlanta today, but what a giving guy. I mean, he lets us take over that warehouse. And it's cold in there. I mean, it's really, really cold in there. But we show up, and it is just an awesome time to spend together, suffering and building and enjoying one another's company and getting to know each other. And I wouldn't give that up. And that's what it's about. I mean, that's what the kingdom is about. It's about closeness and relationships that never end, relationships that never spoil or fade, relationships that even though they're affected by the fallenness of this place and the circumstances of this world and this and the sin and everything else, and the relationships, they get strained, but guess what? They bounce back, and they're not like relationships you find in the world. They're not like friendships that can deteriorate after time. They're relationships and friendships that grow and are eternal. It's a beautiful thing. It's something that I love to share. So as we look at the concept of going green this Christmas, the only thing that I could think of that went with Christmas and going green and recycling is the fact that we have, that we can share the good news of the gospel, is that the grace of our God, the reality of what this time of year and the birth of Christ and the arrival and the manifestation of a Savior, the fact is, and we get to share it, that our God's grace recycles our very lives. He really does. He gives us a purpose and a plan and an ability to rise above all of the things that this world has to offer, all of the fallenness, all of the brokenness, all of the disappointment. And we read in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, we read the recycling verse, the go green verse of the Bible, is that therefore if anyone is in Christ, they're new. I mean, they're a brand new creation. The old, the broken, the run down, the temporal, the temporary, the disposable is gone. The new, the never-ending, the eternal, the never-wearing out, the never-perishing, never-spoiling, the never-fading has come. Better news has never been uttered. Better news than that right there has never been conceived. Better news than this, the reality of the newness that we have in Christ, the reality of the brand new, the remade, the renewed, the restored, the news of the redeemed, better news has never even been conceived of. It's never even been thought of because it's not there. There's some specific realities that we, as God's people, get to offer. I mean, this is the season of giving. You know, we've had Thanksgiving, and we hopefully we've reflected on, and we're thinking about and looking for ways to show our gratitude and to show God that we are truly grateful for all that He does, and by serving and looking for ways, no matter how small they are, to be grateful in His kingdom. And so the season of gratitude, you know, comes before this season of giving. And if there's anything that we as God's people can give, and it goes far beyond food and presents and baskets and visits and things like, if there's anything that we can give, it's the reality of this right here, that if anyone is in Christ, as we look at the reality that God's grace does in fact recycle this life, that God's grace makes us new. The gift that we can give to the world is the reality that anyone can have this. You know, if you think about recycling, and I've had a lot of time to think about the concept of recycling, and you know, I get a lot. One of the things that never ceases to amaze me about this congregation is just the small ways that this congregation makes people know that they're thought of and appreciated. And one of those ways is probably surprising to this person, but every once in a while, next to my car, my truck out there during the week, just bags of trash will show up. Just four boxes, cardboard boxes of garbage will just appear. And I'll get a phone call and they'll let me know, hey, I left this out by your car. You see, Miss Margie knows that my kids love stomping aluminum cans. Because we take them, every once in a while, we'll take them over to that place on 55 or 41 or whichever one goes towards Manchester. And we'll recycle about 20 leaf bags full of smashed aluminum cans. And we'll take our $9. We'll go get ice cream afterwards. But Miss Margie, I'm telling you, she drinks heavily these Diet Dr. Peppers. And all the time, these are showing up, and my kids, and they'll actually put notes on the can bags out in our garage. These are Lily's. Nobody smash them, because she wants to smash them. And they'll call dibs on which ones they get. But we have a lot of these, and if you look closely on them, certain ones, you know, certain cans are recyclable, and certain cans aren't. And so if you're recycling, you got to go through and you throw out these and you keep those and you throw, and you know, some of them are, you know, they're one-time use. I mean, look at that little tag. You know, you can't clean that out real good and reuse it. I mean, this is a container that's one-time use. It's designed. I mean, everything about it says one time. There's only one thing that's going to go in here. It's Diet Dr. Pepper. That's it. And when it's empty, this is worthless, basically, until it's recycled. But there's a lot of things that are designed for one-time use that you can't recycle, that you can't reuse. And you got to go through and you got to pick the good from the bad, and the ones that can and the ones that are able to. And then there's plastic, and you recycle paper and all this. But, you know, it's just such a pain to go through and to figure out which ones you can. And you look on the bottom of the plastic bottles, and if they got this number or that, you can recycle them. And then there's some that's just trash. You can't ever reuse it. But our message of recycling, our good news of newness is available. It's out there for anyone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what's been inside before. It doesn't matter what's on the outside. It doesn't matter what you think or what you've been told you're made of. Anyone. I just want that word up there as long as possible. Anybody who is in Christ, anyone who will listen. What a message. There's not a qualification process beforehand. There isn't a screening. There isn't anything that you have to go through to determine whether or not you are eligible. The Bible tells us the good news of the grace of God is that anyone can become new. 1 John 2 and 2. John is writing to a group of people who know the Lord. He's writing a letter to a household and a community of Christians. And he says in verse 1, My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. It's one size fits all. The color of this gift goes with everything. You know, you think about the presents you're going to buy, and you know, there's certain colors that look good on certain people, and there's certain sizes, and oh, well, this won't fit, and that doesn't look good. God's grace fits everyone. It's a gift that it's appropriate for anyone. You see, the reality is, any old can will do. It doesn't have to be specially formulated out of a specifically recyclable material. Whether it's aluminum or titanium or steel or iron, any old can that's out there. You know, you ever seen those people that are you know, just picking up cans on the side of the road, and oh, that one's good, and that goes in the bag, and oh, that, oh, you know, you can't get as much for that one, and so we just throw that in. Any old can. Anyone, as we're going down that parade route, and I was just, this year, I was just walking my dog, me and Peanut, just walking along behind the float. I was just watching, just looking at all those faces, realizing that every single one is a candidate for that piece of paper. Any old can will do. You see, Luke 2 and 10, a great passage about Christmas, a great passage about the universal nature of the gift that is given. The angel said to them, he's speaking to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. No matter what condition, no matter what you're made of, no matter what you were used for in the past, God's grace recycles all. Not only is this good news for everyone, but just like what we try to do with all of the recycled material, God makes us useful." You think about this passage in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, where it says that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. You keep reading on down, and it says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That's in 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. God has given us this ministry. He's given us a purpose and a use. He hasn't just remade us into something that's as equally as useless and as equally as one-time usable as this can right here. If you think about the nature of this, and I've pointed out before the small opening that you can't, it makes it difficult to reuse. But you know what this gets remade into? Tim, you got your little your drink bottle here. Can you bring that up here? This is what you get to turn it into. Something like this. Whereas this, see how not so strong. Hercules. See how flimsy the world makes us? But God turns us into something that's impermeable. Whereas the usefulness of that is not very. God gives us the ability to be washed out regularly, cleansed and reused on a daily, minute-by-minute basis. He You see, what the world is made of is not so eternal. It's not so useful after it's done with you. That's just all, that's all we're for. That's all we're good for. But God gives us an eternal usefulness. He gives us something that we can do every day. And when we're done doing it on one day, guess what? We're ready to do it again the next. When our usefulness is through on in this minute, we turn around and we have another opportunity to use this gift, this ministry of reconciliation. You see, the fact is that when we are remade by God, we are no longer disposable. We're no longer fit for the trash bag. We're no longer fit for the side of the road. We're no longer fit to be discarded. Our usefulness continues on and on. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 16, this is the passage where he talks about, therefore, in verse 1, therefore, since through God's mercy we have been this ministry, do not lose heart. Rather, we're renounced the shameful ways. We've been remade. He goes on down to talk about that he has this grace, this gift, this message in jars of clay. We do not lose heart, verse 16, though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. The beauty of God changing us and remaking us and renewing us is that no matter how dinged up and scarred and used up we feel or look on the outside, inside we're renewed every day. Continually, continually renewed. You know, there is a painful, painful process that can right there has to go through to become something like this. I mean, it's got to be melted down. It's got to be absolutely turned into a liquid, just molten hot. It's got to be reshaped and reformed and reused. Praise God, we don't have to go through that every day. Those of us who are in Christ, we're remade to where our usefulness remains. And we don't have to go through that painful process, that remaking process over and over and over again. You see, God, when He recycles us, He gets it right the first time. We're able to be renewed every day. And He gives us this ministry. And He continually sustains us. And He keeps us useful. And the last thing that we can see in this recycling passage, as you go on down in verse 18, all this is from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and He has committed He's committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. You see, what He does is He reconciles us and recycles us to life. See, there's a difference between being in Christ and being out of Christ. There's a difference between being something made by and in this world and something made and by our God. And the difference is life. If you've got your Bibles, turn with me again to Ephesians chapter 2. Starting in verse 1, he says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. You were dead in your transgressions and sins. Skip on down to verse 4. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Now, why do I bring this up? Why do I bring up the fact that we were reconciled to life? it's important to understand what we were before. You see, this isn't a noble state to be in. This isn't an okay thing to be. You know, you talk to a lot of people and they say, well, you know, this is just who I am. I'm just, oh, this and that. Or, you know, this is what I am. You know, they try to find some glory or some glamour, some nobility in what the world has made them or what they find themselves being in this world. There's no glamour or nobility in just being ordinary garbage. There's not. See, it's not as it appears on the outside. There, you know, you go through life like this and you end up all crinkled up and worn out and used up, and somehow this world has turned this into something to be proud of. As well, you know, I did it my way. The difference is life and death. See, it's important for us to understand it's not just usefulness. It's not just what it's not just what we look like. You know, this is the way I am, and I've grown accustomed to it, and I'm used to this. And it's not just what we are and our purpose and the appearance. This isn't about aesthetics. The message of God's grace recycling our lives is life and death. You see, outside of Christ is eternal and never-ending, unescapable death. But the good news, the fact that God's grace recycles, reuses, renews, and redeems, it's all about eternal life. It's all about never, ever dying ever, ever again. That's some good news, oh, thank you, sweetheart. That's great news. And as we enter this season of giving and getting, I mean, you know, we talk about Christmas as the season of giving. I mean, come on, it's kind of about the getting. I mean, it's all right. We can smile and nod. Yeah, raise your hand if you don't like getting presents. Liar. All open. See you in a minute. I mean, we like getting presents, don't we? It's not all about the giving. It's a little about the getting. I mean, we've all circled stuff in that Walmart catalog. We've all left hints. It's about getting too. And that's okay. Because we've gotten a great gift. We've gotten a great ministry. We've gotten the ability to talk about some news that everyone that we see is going to be happy to hear. God's grace turns us into something eternal. God's grace makes us new. The question then becomes, can we give people the good news that they can be remade into something useful? Can we give people the gift of the good news that they can be remade into something eternal? That they can be remade into someone who is reconciled? This Christmas, as we pick up cans along the side of the road, and by picking up cans along the side of the road, I mean telling people the good news. As we just go out looking for any old can we tell them the news that started with the birth of our Savior, that God so desperately wants to remake them? Together we stand and as we sing.